Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I was looking at the opening prayer today, and I'm very, very struck by how much the Lord desires us to be united with Him. Almighty, ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours. We're afraid of that. We might not like that. But if we do, we will know a happiness that's beyond anything you've known before. Grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. God doesn't want you to grovel on the ground. He just wants you to give him the praise that belongs to him so that he can give you eternal life. First reading today is taken from Paul to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 19 to 23. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your nature. For just as you presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness for lawlessness, so now present them as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. But what profit did you get then from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and become slaves of God, the benefit that you have leads to sanctification, it leads to holiness, and its end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal life. Behold, all is made new. Use of the word new, never having been seen before. All will be made new. All is new in heaven. So lift up your heads. Lift up your eyes. Tune your ears to Jesus and to his promises. Not to the world, but to Jesus and his promises. And make it one decision this week that turns you more away from sin, turns you more toward God. Perhaps it's to make sure that you have a daily prayer time, however short it has to be, but a daily prayer time. Do you have one? Maybe that's where you should start. Maybe going to confession is where you should start. Maybe seeking the counsel of other people who know you well and say, this is what I think I've got to pay attention to in my life. How do you see it? Get advice, but make a decision and live it out. You know, I don't want to just do these programs so that you can feel good for 15 minutes. Challenged maybe, but still good. I don't do it for that reason. I do it so that you may really know what God is asking and that you might genuinely have the hope of eternal life. We need that hope in this world. Not hope in all the things of this world, but hope in Him. We need to be ambassadors of that. We need to be his servants to show the world how rich and good and great are the promises of God. When you were slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. But what profit did you get then from the things of which you are now ashamed? Look at that. For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and become slaves of God, the benefit that you have leads to sanctification. It leads to holiness. And its end is eternal life. Don't let the enemy rob you of the truth and the beauty of God. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree. That's what God wants you to be, like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. That's what you want. Not so the wicked, not so they are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. If you are seeking to genuinely do God's will and genuinely repenting when you fail, then you are the just one. You are just. And it says here that the Lord watches over the way of the just. You're being watched, not to pick up everything wrong, but watched in the sense of cared for, prayed for, loved. He watches over us. And the gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished." Baptism of blood. Baptism of blood on the cross. That's what Jesus is speaking of. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I've come to establish peace on the earth? No. I tell you, rather division. I know that what I say will bring division. And that division has to be clearly seen, though, so that people see they have a choice. Look at your life today. What choice do I have? What choice is God offering me? What choice could make me better, not only for this life, but for eternal life? Jesus says, "There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished." It's his blood on the cross. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Why? Because the enemy is there trying to lead people astray. And so his presence does cause division, but it's in order to give us life. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Why? Because we sin. We fall short of the glory of God. We're always practicing one-upmanship, trying to get ahead of people, trying to do it better, trying to do it bigger, trying to be more successful. And it causes division, and division destroys. Are you, as Scripture says in one place, are you an ambassador of peace? And I don't mean a false peace. A peace where truth is upheld, where charity and kindness and forgiveness are readily available. That's the kind of environment you want to live in. What he describes here is all these divisions against one another. How much of that do we have going on in our world right now? Everywhere. And you say, well, it's impossible. It's just the way life is. No, it isn't just the way life is. It's the way we, with sinful goals and sinful means to those goals, create disruption, create jealousy and envy and strife. It's we who cause that. We bring it upon ourselves. So a serious question, just as we have to take an inventory of ourselves and say, am I really following God or not? Am I really a disciple, a son, a daughter or not? And if not, what am I going to do? What changes do I need to make? And I think here, we have to say, is Jesus Christ really the center of my life? Is Jesus really there? And there are divisions that his presence causes, but that's different than the divisions that we bring upon ourselves. You want to be where God is. Are you willing to stand for the truth, whatever it costs? Are you willing to help people understand what the truth is? Are you willing to serve the one who is the way, the truth, and the life? That's what he has for us. That's what he wants for us, is eternal life and eternal peace. And all this week, the readings are calling us to make decisions, to make choices. And because it is the living word of God, the power is there to make those changes. Don't make a bunch of changes. That's like New Year's resolutions. And by the third week, we're already eliminating certain things. No, this is in the power of God. Make a decision for one thing, one area you're going to change in your life. One area. Make a decision. Focus on that. When that is in place, almost there in place, then look at another area. Because what you want to be able to do is look at my life and say, in my choices and my decisions, I am on the pathway to follow the Lord. I am on that path. Blessed be God. Now, all kinds of obstacles can come up on the path, but the point is that I am ready to follow him. I have made the decisions necessary. I'm not compromising. I'm not trying to straddle. That will kill you. Don't do that. I've really made a choice, and my efforts are small and fragile, but I've made them. Then every day you go before the Lord and you say, Lord, I commit myself today in this area or that area. This is what I'm going to do that my life may more and more reflect yours, or however you want to say it. Make a decision. Make it only in one area. And as I said the other day on the program, once that area is in place, it might take 6 months, might take a year, but once it's in place, then look to another. And as you do that two or three times, a lot of the things that tempt us to sin become less and less attractive because you're already on the pathway more in some areas. So even if you have some areas that are not there yet, each time you're able to conquer an area by his grace, you're able to move forward more quickly. So it's a battle. But I encourage you to get into the battleship. I encourage you to cast out into the deep. Let's go for it. Because God will bless you when he sees that you're serious, when he sees that you really want to change. You will find him drawing near. Take only one area at a time. But what you want, your goal, is that my life more and more reflect the priorities of God, and that I become more and more a light shining in the darkness for others to find their way. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.